Psalm 119, the statement made in this psalm that I think we, if we consider, gives us a very, very close look at what it means to pray.
Amen.
In verse 76 of the 119th Psalm, he says, "Let I pray thee thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant." Now the phrase that I'm referring to is "I pray thee." I pray thee. What does it tell us? What does it suggest to us? I'm talking about this phrase, "I pray thee." Isn't that what we are doing when we approach unto God?
Amen.
We pray, "I pray thee." That's the essence of prayer, is "I pray thee." This phrase, "I pray thee," according to Esau, appears 162 times in 158 verses of the Bible. Sometimes it's found twice in the same verse. But it's only one time that it appears in the Psalms, and this is it. There's only six times that it's found in the New Testament. One time in Mark, three times in Luke, and twice in the book of Acts. And yet it is, I believe, a very pertinent phrase, a very pertinent statement, "I pray thee." Now, in the Scripture, in that 162 times in which it appears sometimes in good sense and sometimes in an evil sense. For both good and for evil. In other words, it's not just the righteous that use this phrase. Sometimes it's the unrighteous in speaking to other people, "I pray thee." And sometimes it's used sincerely, and sometimes it's used flatteringly. In other words, hypocritically. But nevertheless, and in whatever way it is used, in whatever way it's intended, it really conveys the same idea or ideas. "I pray thee." What does that suggest to us? Well, you know, first of all, it suggests a condescension. In other words, a putting oneself under another. It's a mark, at least it appears to be a mark of humility. When we pray to God, we certainly put ourselves under Him, do we not? I mean, we don't have to condescend to God. We can't really condescend to God, but God condescends to us, right? God condescends, in Christ Jesus especially, God has condescended to us. He has, as it were, lowered Himself in the words of Galatians, he humbled himself, right? He humbled himself even unto death. What a remarkable thing that is, that the God of the universe, the God that created the universe, the God in whom is no sin, the God that cannot be tempted with sin, he condescended to the creature to come down and to humble himself even unto death, the death of the cross. But when we speak to other people, and this is what happens so many times in so many cases in the Bible, it's not us talking to God, but it's talking to other people. And so when we talk to other people, sometimes we do have to condescend, right? In fact, we're commanded to condescend to other people. But I'm talking about what we want to see as the attitude of prayer. It's humbling. It's to be in a state of humility. To recognize, for instance, that we are lower than God. And we're not flattering, we're not trying to flatter God. We're not being hypocrites in our prayers, but we are being sincerely humble, because we need him, and yet we have no reason to believe that he is going to hear our prayers unless we are humble. The proud, where does God know the proud?
Far off.
Yeah, afar off. But the humble, he knows up close, right? He knows us up close. Now again, there are many, many, many people that, for instance, bow the knee. And again, the very fact that sometimes we get down on our knees, it shows our humility. Now, again, a lot of people do that hypocritically, right? I mean, they're not sincere by it. It's just a show. Like the Pharisees that stood on the street corner and prayed, or that Pharisee that prayed thus with himself, you know. There's no humility in that, and it's an abomination to God. Hypocrisy is an abomination to God. But this phrase, I pray thee, again, it shows our dependence upon God. It shows our dependence, because otherwise we wouldn't use it, would we? There would be no point in using it. In fact, if we are not a needy people, as the psalmist puts it again in this 119th psalm, he says, I am poor and needy. And we are poor and needy people. We need God. cannot really, nobody can do without God, except that we as His people, we recognize that. And in fact, we rejoice in the knowledge that we need God because we go to Him, and then we pray God. And He hears our prayers. What a remarkable thing that is. Now, I'm praying something that many times maybe we take it all for granted, that God's going to hear us. But He doesn't have to hear us. He is holy, and we were the unholy. But He put within us to cry unto Him. And when we cry unto Him, He hears us and He answers our prayers. As it is according to His will and according to His purpose. Now we have to understand this, that everything works together for our good that love Him, that are called according to His purpose, but it is according to His purpose. If it's not according to His purpose, God cannot. You understand that? He cannot grant our petitions if it's not according to His purpose. If He granted our prayers according to those things that were not His purpose, then it would thwart His purpose, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. All things must work together, all right enough, for our good, but it can only do that as it fulfills His purpose. And if it doesn't, again, it would throw a monkey wrench into the whole business. In common, pure language, it would just mess everything up. But God does hear our prayers as we come to Him in sincerity and in truth. We worship Him how?
Spiritually.
In spirit and in truth. And by the way, the only way we can do that is by the Holy Ghost, right? Sanctifying our worship of Him and sanctifying our prayers. So we are a people that are poor and needy. We depend upon God. In fact, we depend upon one another, don't we? Sure we do. Have you ever had to have help from somebody else? We have to have help from someone all the time, don't we? I mean all the time.
But
even to assemble ourselves together, we need to have each other to do that.
Yeah, we edify one another and build one another up in love. But, no man is an island. John Donne wrote that many years ago, and it's true. But in God, what do? We live
and move
and have our being. Now, that's everybody.
Right.
Again, the psalmist says he opened his hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing. We're all dependent upon God, whether people like it or not. It is true. And we, though, rejoice in it. Now, this phrase, I pray thee, it issues forth a sense of respect and reverence. Again, putting another above us. And certainly, as we come before God in prayer, when we come before our God in prayer, we certainly better reverence Him. Otherwise, there's no such thing as God's going to hear our prayers. Now, He may hear them all right enough, but they're going to be a smoking nose, it's just going to be noise in His ears. But this little phrase, this one little phrase, I pray thee. What a blessing it is to think about. Because when we pray to our Father, our Heavenly Father, we commune with Him. And it's a blessing to know that we are not going to be able to help ourselves, because whether we know it or not, we are not going to be able to help ourselves. It is only God. God is the only one that can help you. And I don't care what it is. You can't make one hair white or black. You can think on it all you want to, and you cannot do it. And if you can't do that, you can't do anything. You know, I learned several years ago by a little baby. I've learned from a little baby. What can a little baby teach? Well, if you're very observant, or if you're just a little observant, really, you learn that that baby can't do anything for itself.
Amen.
Cannot do anything for itself. It can't walk. Can't feed itself. Can't clothe itself. It can't help itself. All you have to do to kill a little baby is just abandon it to itself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you do, it's gone. If somebody else doesn't come along, I'm talking naturally, but I'm talking about if a baby abandoned to itself is absolutely helpless. And folks, that's essentially what you and I are before God. If God abandons us, we have no means
Amen.
Of doing for ourselves. We're hopeless and helpless. So this phrase, I pray thee, how clearly does it show the attitude of prayer? The attitude in prayer. The proper and only acceptable attitude in prayer. And it is similar. It is very similar to that phrase, Thy will be done. But is it very humbling and submissive to say, thy will be done? It isn't it a simple looking unto God and realizing that whatever He does is best. It's good, right? Everything that God has done, is good, and will do, it's all good. And so what a blessed thing it is, and yet it's also humble. It's the one coming down in humility to say sincerely, thy will be done. But isn't that, again, the attitude of prayer? If that's not the ultimate attitude of prayer, then how many times are our prayers really useless? Because we don't know what to pray for as we ought. What is that, isn't it? We do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Ghost does. But we humble ourselves in prayer, and we always have this attitude. First of all, I pray thee, but in the end, we also come to this place, thy will be done, not mine, but thine be done. So as we go to the Lord this afternoon, I trust and pray and trust that we will have this attitude. I pray for you. Lord, if thy will, if you will, I pray thee, if you will, hear us and give us the petitions that we present before thee. So let's pray.
Lord, we got a message this morning. Brother Herb is going to have heart surgery. So certainly you remember him and Sister Ruth. Again, they're one, right? Whatever affects him affects her and vice versa. And all that's so with all of us, isn't it? What affects me affects you and vice versa. So pray for one another. All right, let's pray.
Our most precious Father in heaven, we come this afternoon, Lord, ask you that you first teach us how to pray.
Amen.
You hear us when we pray.
Yes.
Lord, we are a weak and wanting people, with us do not understand a lot of times the things that you have told us, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that you might open our minds and our hearts up to receive your word, that it might have a greater effect upon us that day. We thank you first, Father, that you have come down from heaven itself out of your place. Lord, come down to us, lowly creatures of this earth. You have given us your law, Lord, that it might show us our sin, that we might then call upon you. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we always would look up and not be looking on things of this world, that you'd remove our heart from those things and cause us to look unto you. We ask your blessings upon your church, wherever it might be assembled, that it might have one mind and one thought, and that it might give you honor and glory, that it might always preach the gospel in its full, in its truth, and its sincerity, that it might turn men's hearts from the things of this life and to the life. And that's been mentioned, Brother Irv going in surgery, heart surgery. We pray, Lord, that you give the surgeons skilled hands that they might work upon him, and that it might make him whole again. If it be your will, Lord, we ask that you do these things for us and for him.
Yes.
Because we continue to need his word also as you bring it to him. We know, Heavenly Father, that many things in this life we do not understand. If things come and things go, men are coming into the world and they're taken out of the world. Oftentimes we don't take those things to heart either, but give us hearts, Lord, that we might be always tender hearted, have a way to be obedient unto you, that we might walk in paths of righteousness, not for our sake, Lord, but for the man who has come and give himself, that it might save the people unto thy glory. Now, Lord, be with our services here each time we meet.
Amen.
Open your word to us again. Give us hearts to be hearers and doers also of your word.
Yes.
Lord, strengthen us day by day in your word. These things I ask in thy name and for thy son. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, our God, thank you for this day, and thank you for the things that we're hearing. And Lord, how wonderful it is that we can call on you.
Yes.
And give him us, Lord. And Lord, we do ask that we would be sensitive to the work of the Spirit in our souls and each other, Lord, and that we so often bring things to you for our own purposes.
Yeah. And
the Lord, I pray that we would always want to please you in whatever we do, and that we would humble ourselves, Lord, knowing that even that is from you.
Right.
It's your Spirit working in our spirits. And Lord, what an absolutely wonderful blessing truth it is to know these things and to worship you in spirit and in truth and to ascribe all things to your providence. Lord, that there is not a person on the planet that never has been that knows all there is to know. For they have all the wisdom and all the understanding. But Lord, you do give wisdom and you do give understanding.
Amen.
To your people. And we are thankful for that. And pray, Lord, that we always remember that we're the creature.
Yes.
You are our God.
Amen.
And we know from your word that you are kind, you are merciful, you are gracious, that you are love, that you are a God of love. And Lord, we look forward to that moment when this life is no more.
Amen.
but the life of you will be ever more, that we will experience all of those attributes fully. But Lord, we can think on them now, that we read your word, and we look forward to that day.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for each one who's here. I thank you for her, Lord. We've been blessed by his message. We do lift him up and ask that you would be with him as he has his procedure done, and that his health will be restored. We pray for our Filipino people that we support over there, Lord. And I'm grateful that Mike Terrazone was able to offer such a gift. Know that they will be pleased with it, and that they will give you thanks and glory for it. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for what we've heard. Lord, we pray that you will bring us back together again, Lord, many more Lord's days. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we say that we pray to you.
Amen. Father, indeed, we are thankful that we are here in this place today, that we've heard your word, and you spoke to our hearts. And Father, indeed, we just pray that we will always be obedient to your will, that we'll listen carefully, that we'll follow after your instructions. And dear Heavenly Father, we thankful for every single person here. Father, we ask your blessings upon them. We pray that they might continue in your word daily. That, Father, that this is not the only time that they might open up their scripture, but, Father, we pray that they'll open it up every single day, that they'll carefully read it and listen for you to speak to them. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us of our many shortcomings, Father. We ask you that, Father, we know that we go astray daily. And, Father, that we strive to do things on our own. And, Father, we know that that's not the way to do it. Yeah. We just pray, dear Heavenly Father, that we'll be careful to follow after your guidance. Father, we have no place to go. We have nothing to look forward to. Father, you're the only one that has the truth. You're the only one that guides us carefully. And Father, we understand and we're thankful for that love that you have for us. We just pray all of these things in the wonderful name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, would you come this time, Lord, we give you all the thanks and all the glory.
Amen.
For all the things that we do have.
Yes.
As we mentioned, without you, we would be nothing at all, not capable of anything. Dear Heavenly Father, we do have many, many requests.
Oh, Lord.
Too many to count. In such a time that we live in, Lord,
yes,
there are so many dangers all around. Lord, we ask that you would always be with us and walk with us in this world and help us to navigate according to your will.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask also your remembrance upon those that are mentioned.
Yes.
Lord, we ask also humbly that you remember our children.
Lord,
we pray, Father, that in your due time, that you would reveal yourself to them through the Holy Spirit. Open their eyes, remove those blinders, so they might see and understand.
Oh,
come to honor and give glory to you.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask your remembrance of our brethren around this world that are many who live in places that are far worse than we do.
Yes.
They have much more dangerous trials at the moment. We
And for their sake and for ours, Lord, we would always walk with thee and never deny thee.
Lord, have us.
Lord, we can only do that with your strength and your guidance. Dear Father, again, we do give you thanks for all that we do have. Too many blessings, too numerous to count. We pray that we would always remember from whence they come and to give you proper honor and glory for them.
Amen.
These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord, how great you are in everything, beginning with your mercy, Lord, bless us, and your grace that is sufficient to every trial, every test, every temptation, every persecution, every tribulation. Your grace is always sufficient.
Yeah.
Carry us through and cause us to triumph always. What a remarkable statement that is, a remarkable truth, O Father. We triumph always.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Lord, we have a problem seeing that. But we need to realize that the way we triumph is in you. It's in Christ Jesus. As he suffered and died on the cross, certainly it didn't appear at that time that he was triumphing. But Lord, when you rose from that grave, what a glorious thing it was.
Amen.
A glorious day it was. And what a manifestation of that truth of triumph. And so it is with us even today. Lord, we have been raised from the dead. And what a glorious and precious and wonderful and awesome thing that is. We have actually been raised from the dead.
Hmm.
And that we live unto thee by the mercy and grace and by the power of the Holy Ghost, your very Spirit. As we have noted in your word that it who lives and abides in us forever. Lord, we confess indeed our own weakness. We believe, but help thou our unbelief. And so many other things. It's like the disciples. How many times did you tell them that how weak their faith was?
Yeah.
Lord, we confess that we're the same way. But our faith is not our faith, it is the faith of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our confidence and our peace.
Yes.
But it humbles us and brings us down to really where we ought to be. Not in pride, not in boasting, not in arrogancy, but Lord, indeed, humbly and soberly, understanding that all things are of thee, and especially is this our salvation. It is of thee in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now we do pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. Many of them, we trust, are in proximity, at least near to us, though sometimes it seems like we're a long way in distance from many of our brothers and sisters. And Lord, we're isolated to a degree and to a point where we do not see many of our brothers and sisters very often.
But when we do, we rejoice with them in the truth of thy word. But thank you, Lord, that we do see one another here. We do edify one another. We do build one another up in the grace and the faith of Jesus. You bring us together for this purpose. And help us, O God, to be thankful for it, to appreciate it, and to take advantage of it in every way that we can. And as you've said in your word, especially as we see that day approaching, forsaking not the assembly of yourselves, you know, but rather building one another up in the faith and the love of Jesus. And help us also, Lord, to be faithful stewards. We thank you again for the love that Brother Mike shows toward us. Do bless him for it. And uphold he and Ann in this time of trial that they're going through. And uphold Brother Mike with his sleeping problems, that he might get the proper rest and more, that he be able to function the way that he should. Bless him on his trip back east and bring him back to his home safely and without cares and troubles. Lord, we pray for our church here. Again, we have to think about it. It's staring us in the face every day. We're an aging group. Thank you that you have given us the strength and the abilities and the means that you have. It's been wonderful. It's been a great and wonderful blessing. But Lord, someday, life is going to fail on this earth. It is appointed unto man once to die. That is the judgment. The Lord, for your people, is not the judgment. Because that judgment has already been judged. It is already passed. But we still have to face the issues of age and the loss of strength and the loss of means. But you are able to uphold us even in these times and cause us, O Lord, to be able to do those things that which you have appointed unto us to do. May we be faithful servants, faithful in the stewardship of your word, the stewardship of your means, and bless as we use both to the edifying of ourselves in love and to the edifying of those over whom you have given us the blessed privilege of the preaching of the gospel and the ministering to their physical needs. Now help us as we go forth in this week. Uphold us with thy free grace. Give us strength in our day. And may each day be a blessing to us. Forgive us when we have a tendency to murmur, complain, to show.
shows again the truth and the blessing. That it's not just to say, it's not just words, but that all things do indeed work together for good to them that love you, who are the called according to your purpose. To be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, begotten really before the foundation of the world. Thank you for the knowledge that you have. Just help us to use it. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. So bless as we go forth from this place today and bring us back together again. And as you will, Lord, as you will, add to us. Give us people that love you and that want to worship you in spirit and in truth, and who want to serve you as you give unto us the opportunity to do so. So blessed and we shall be blessed. I love it, Lord. How true, how absolute it is that if you bless, you shall be blessed. If you heal, or I should say, as you heal, as you bless. But as you bless, as you heal, we shall be healed, and as you say, we shall be saved. Accept our thanks, accept our prayers, accept us in the love, in whose name we pray. Amen.
God of love, oh, hear our prayers, kindly for thy people care. We of thee alone depend, love and save us to the end. Save us in the prosperous hour from the flattering tempter's power, from his unsuspected wife. Keep us lonely and dumb.